Cheese dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want to spend.
Cool.
Super cool.
Super duper.
Hi, Dennis.
It's back, back, forth and forth, back, back, forth and forth.
Oh, who is that? God, wait.
You're on my mind.
Hey.
Every little thing you do.
Ah, it's not Fat Joe. It's Fat Joe's buddy.
No, the song I was singing is was Candy Burris from The Real Housewives.
Back, back, forth and forth.
Right?
Yeah. It's Aaliyah, isn't it?
Aaliyah.
Yeah.
It's like Candy Burris.
What is the song she sang?
I don't know. No. Bye bye to my career.
She won a Grammy.
You know what she also won?
Yeah.
The Masked Singer. She won Masked Singer this year. Yeah.
Damn. You watch that show?
Love it.
Never seen it.
It seems so stupid, and I cannot stand Nick Cannon. That's a pretty damn good show, though.
Yeah. is Ken Jeong any good on it?
Hilarious.
Really?
Hilarious, because the rest of them are so, like, Jenny McCarthy thinks she's funny. Shocker. Robin Thicke has no personality whatsoever.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I know. Take that to the bank and cash it.
I'm surprised he still has a career after everything he did. If what he did came out now, he wouldn't be on that show, right?
What did he do? All he did was cheat on his wife.
Yeah. And I think he was...
she might have been pregnant at the time. I don't know.
Yeah, but I also think he was like being a pervert to other girls, trying to get his stinky pinky.
I don't... I honestly don't know.
Stinky pinky!
You know that voice?
I do. Yeah. It's my boy.
I don't know why he's popular. Yeah. And people on that show are there when they come on the show, they're like, oh man, I look up to you so much. I remember when we were on the I Love Music tour back in like 2004. I was like, I just heard about this cat like 16 months ago.
I Love Music tour. Oh, the High Heart Music, you mean?
Whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I love the 80s.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, it was like
Paul Scheer was on there. And yeah. They did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway,
video pop ups.
Jenny McCarthy, who she looks pretty good.
Yeah.
She looks pretty good.
You know then, because Donnie's dicking her down.
I know. Yeah. Holding that down.
Oh, yeah.
The new kid on the block. There's been a lot of kids on that block, by the way.
Yeah.
But he's
the
new one.
There's been a whole block party.
He's the new one.
Yeah.
And then Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah.
Hot. Yeah. Oh, my God. Sexy.
I don't think
sexy.
So.
Sexy. Yeah.
I don't like how much her hair is pulled back. It aggravates me.
It's pulled back.
What like
into a ponytail?
Like a fucking tight pony. I don't like a tight pony.
No, she'll I have no problem with a tight pony, by the way. I'll take a
I like a big sloppy pony.
No. I don't. I like those mini ponies.
Like a My Little Pony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Little Pony. I use them to lure kids in my windowless van.
Yeah.
No, she's sexy. She's getting a little bit up there, but she's sexy.
Jenny McCarthy's probably got 10 years on her or more.
I know, but I think this Scherzinger girl is going to look a little bit older in about 3 or 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
But she still looks fantastic. And I do appreciate the fact that I don't think she's had a ton of work done.
Yeah. But don't they go like, oh, that's Beyonce. No, it's Beyonce. Like Beyonce would ever be on that show.
Yeah.
Like
they do.
They pick the craziest.
They do.
Names.
You know what's? You know what hurts the most though? They start with Beyonce, and then they go down to like that fourth girl from the band that they kicked out.
Oh, it's Jill Conway.
Yeah, Jill Conway. They kicked them out of the band. Yeah. What the hell's the name of that band?
Oh,
Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child.
Yeah. The adopted child that they threw out at the very beginning. Yeah. There was one. I think there was like a fourth little fat one. Yeah.
Oh, little guapa.
Do you remember En Vogue where they had man, there was so many in there. The little one with the big boobs.
Yeah,
she was like a little bowling ball. And then there was the tall one who's super like attractive. She looked like she was half Asian or something.
I think. Are you talking about Salt and Pepper? you just said Salt and Pepper right there.
I wonder if I would like Salt or Pepper more. Pepper would just destroy me.
Are you sure?
I might like Spinderella.
Oh, Spinderella.
Spinderella, kick it up one time.
Oh.
You know what I like about this house right now? It's not 5,000 degrees in here.
Yeah,
I'm sweating. I feel like I'm shoved into your oven on broil.
I can get that AC cranking for you.
Oh, don't worry about it. Don't do anything now.
We got, the new house is under construction. We got plenty of space for that.
Yeah, let's talk about the new house. Did we talk about it last week?
I don't know.
Let's move on.
Yeah, we were on Skype. No one listened to that episode.
No one's going. I hope not. We went deep on the racial stuff. We got to lighten it up this week.
I mean, we're going to lighten it up talking huge rape stuff. So
yeah.
Buckle in, folks. let's talk a little more about Masked Singer. I like how when it's a... there's no way they know who that person standing up on stage is when they take their mask off. Because it's like Flo the Progressive Lady's sister. And like no one knows who this person is.
No.
Oh, it's silver medalist from the 1997 Olympics in figure skating. And no one knows who it is, but they know her name.
No, they will pull that shit out of nowhere. Yeah. All of a sudden, they're just like... you sound like Ryan Lochte. So I'm going to go with Ryan Lochte. Yeah. And you're just like, wow, where would you come up with Ryan Lochte? I saw in the clue package that you once flew a plane. So you're Denzel Washington from the movie Flight. It's
like, what? Yeah.
Where'd he come up with this shit?
Yeah. But, you know, there's so many people who, like, even when they take their mask off, I've never heard of that person. And there's no way the judges know who that person is.
Yeah. Dionne Warwick was on this year.
I can't believe she didn't win.
Oh, it was rough.
Really?
Some of those are rough.
Yeah.
Gronk was on.
How'd he do?
Terrible. But I mean, you knew it was him the whole time. That it's the only, guy in a hat that's fucking 9 feet tall dancing around like a jackass to I'm So Sexy. I'm too sexy for my pants.
Yeah. He must have been like, oh, I'm sexy. I'm with the
Well,
Matt
then
Damon.
They mask your voice also. But you can still tell he's like, you know what I'm saying?
Go Pats.
Weights. Weightlifting.
69.
I use an Altoid when I go down on you. Yeah.
An Altoid. You feel the cool breeze on my breath.
My breath.
I use an F. Yeah. Because I'm stupid.
Because I'm from the streets of Arizona.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones where you tape them. Then you'll just, it's a summertime treat. Man. It's a nice little summertime fare.
We did The Floor is Lava. We were watching that. Oof. That's a new Netflix show.
Yeah.
Love it.
Really?
Yeah, it's fun.
The kids were watching that the other day, and it looked like there was a big, long discussion in the living room that came to fisticuffs over whether it was Kool-Aid or Jell-O.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, that looks like it's absolutely CGI. It doesn't look like it's real whatsoever.
It's real? What are you talking about? You see that shit splash right in their faces.
Oh, like getting slimed?
Yeah.
From Nickelodeon?
Yeah. You can't do that on television.
You can't do that on television. Yeah. They won't let you get away with that.
I used to want to be on those shows. Double Dare. I would do anything to be on that show.
I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying if he did, how many buttholes did Mark Summers get his little pinky into?
Oh, yeah.
A ton.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Actually, it's not even allegedly. It just never probably happened, but...
Yeah. No, he's...
Can I say allegedly and get away with that when I have zero evidence?
He fought someone, like on a...
Mark Summers?
Yeah. Oh, man, you gotta
look that up. On celebrity boxing?
No. It was like he was on a radio show, and he got into a huge argument with someone.
And then all of a sudden, he was like, I got some gloves in my car. Let's do this.
He's like, listen, you baby back bitch. What you gonna do?
Mark Summers, Burt Reynolds brawl.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, yeah. No, it was a real fight. Yeah, it was. Yeah, like they smashed cake in each other's faces or some shit. Yeah, I remember.
Man.
Yeah.
No
way. Burt Reynolds was like, listen, you fucking Looney Tunes Cartoon Network bitch.
Oh, this was on the
Tonight
Show.
I was on the longest yard, yeah.
Oh.
He's like, you see this mustache? My mustache will kick your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, look, here you go.
Oh, snap.
For you.
Yeah,
yeah. He's like smashing a pie in his face. It looks like this looks like a Carrot Top scene. In the wake of the legendary actor's death at the age of 82, fans resurfaced the Jay Leno interview that went off the rails when both Mark Summers and Burt Reynolds were seated next to each other after a verbal sparring. then throwing water at each other, they physically clash with pies. A hallmark from his kid's show, What Would You Do? That's Mark Summers would get his fucking ass kicked by Burt Reynolds.
You think?
Let's see. How old was he? This was in 1994. So 14 years before he was 82. So he would have been 72, 68. Burt Reynolds would have drilled him.
From what I heard,
would have choked him to death.
Joey Diaz said that, like on The Longest Yard,
yeah,
he had to hit him like one scene, and
Diaz was in The Longest Yard,
the remake with Adam Sandler.
Oh,
yeah, he's the one who he got hit, and he's like, "Can of corn, give me a can of corn."
I never
that was his line in the movie.
Yeah,
can of corn.
Was it really?
Yeah.
You watch you'll fucking watch anything.
What are you talking about?
You will watch anything.
Not anything.
Yeah, you will.
Nah, I'm not big into like foreign films.
That. You'll watch any comedy, that comes down the pike.
Yeah, there's a new one I'm gonna watch with the kids tomorrow with Dave Bautista. Just came out on Amazon.
Oh, that thing?
Yeah.
With the little girl?
Yeah.
I bet that's probably halfway decent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch that one.
Yeah.
We're gonna buy Trolls.
If I told you Schindler's List was a rom com, you would watch it and you'd be like, "It wasn't that bad."
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yes,
I know about that movie.
Okay.
Schindler's Fist, on the other hand,
that's got to be real, right?
It is.
Schindler's
it's
Fist.
It's got to be.
There's a I don't know if did I send you this where there's a what is it Chubsterbait
or Chatterbait?
Chatterbait. Yeah. Chatterbait's a website where it's just all live videos, right? Live stream.
It's like a fans only type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they stream.
It's a fans only.
Ladies
only fans.
Who are, it's only fans, I think. I think I call it fans only half the time though. They stream live video shows where you're throwing digits at yourself or you know that kind of stuff. And so there was some production company who was like, "Hey, this would be a great story. Like, let's go behind the scenes. What's the life like for someone who does this?" So nobody bought it except for Chatterbait, Chatterbait. So now they're gonna have. Now they're getting into the original content game.
Yeah, they're doing a series about a girl who's a Chatterbait model.
Yeah,
and her boyfriend and the struggles that they have to overcome.
Yeah,
because she's, you know, shaking her puss for millions.
Yeah,
or for hundreds.
He's
for tens.
He's off screen throwing semen at her.
Yeah, I think how many people do you think are how much money do you think she can make on Chatterbait or any actress can make on Chatterbait?
All right, let's see. If Aziz Ansari can charge like $300 for a cameo, she can make at least $10 an hour.
Yeah.
Now, in all seriousness, I bet it's like $40 for like a 15-minute sesh.
Nah, I don't think it's that long. I don't think a 40-minute
sesh. Is this? So just, I said $40 for a 15-minute sesh.
Still, 15 is too long. It couldn't last that long.
She?
Oh, she could last. I mean, she just lay in a bed with that thing inside of her all.
Yeah, she's not looking at you. Wank it, is she?
I think so.
I'm going to pretend like I have no idea.
I think it's like the chat roulette thing.
Yeah.
You know, because so they can see you can see them.
I don't know what chat roulette is. I don't know why I just said yeah.
Chat roulette is, remember Mike Clark talked about it.
Mike Clark.
I
don't even have that ready.
Yeah. So he talked about it, and it's basically, it's a bunch of just chat rooms, but it's video. It's like Skype, and it just randomly will pop up on someone. It's usually guys like, you know, jerking off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or it's like, you know, it just people watching to see who else pops up. And they say hi, and you wave.
Who told you about that?
Mike Clark.
I was ready that time.
Damn.
He
ain't home.
He's not. What's he doing? I wanna go and let my nuts do the windmill. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for him. He must be on the campaign trail.
He's got to be. I know. On his Facebook page, he's going hard after, what the hell is her name? It's like Lubenthal or something like that. Who's the...
Lieberthal?
Something like that. She's
She's the person he's running against?
No. He's trying to get a libertarian president elected right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what he's doing?
Yes.
Yeesh.
I mean...
Hey, listen. Reach for those stars, man. I wish I had that much drive.
You know, it's... if there was a time ever for someone to stand up and be like, "Hey, you should probably vote for me instead of these two," Now's the time, right?
It's now. Yeah. It's absolutely now.
Jesus Christ.
Another just, you know, absolutely underscoring the fact that we have such a broken system that no one in any of those parties is like, you fuck it. Really?
Yeah.
I like Andrew Yang.
Yeah.
I like the Yanger. Yeah. He's all about like brass tacks.
Yeah, but
math
also,
and science.
Yeah, and also giving everybody, you know.
I don't like universal basic income. I'm kind of a little bit, I don't understand all the variables. Dennis, that's one thing I don't understand. I understand a lot.
You understand some.
I understand some. You know what my new thing is? It's amputees.
Really?
Yeah, on TikTok. I saw a really attractive woman, and all of a sudden she was an amputee, right? So she was like, surprise, it's not my real foot. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's I haven't taken the plunge yet. That was a couple of days ago.
Yeah, but it's you get the itch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an infection. It's spreading.
Oh.
It's all the way between your thighs.
Wait till it gets right to the old stones.
Chip a roof.
Forget it.
Yeah.
I haven't done that one yet.
I got a feeling you've dabbled. I get like.
No. So not with any interest. I may have stumbled upon one, but it really is a little bit weird because it looks like a balloon. You know when they tie up the skin at the very end?
Yeah.
It looks like a balloon knot.
Yeah. It's
And
it's
there's
a
only
very,
one balloon knot I want to see.
It's a very shiny skin at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like it's wrapped up like a breakfast sausage.
It does. Yeah.
No, it's, thanks.
Yeah. You fold it over and then you roll it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey. It keeps all the goop out.
You don't want to know how they make the sausage. I don't want to see the video and how that thing got lopped off. Hey, did you ever see, that video when I ended up looking for shoulder surgery videos to see how they put those fake shoulders in me?
Okay.
I stumbled upon a knee. This guy was getting a fake knee. And so what I had to do was get my stem removed and put a longer stem in when I broke my arm. And so they were doing something similar like that to this guy with a fake knee. So they drive a rod into your, for him, it's into the femur.
Yeah.
And then they attach the ball to it. So they had to like try to take it off. And it's titanium and cobalt. So the guy was trying to get it out so he could put a longer one in. And on that ball, he was taking the biggest home run swings you'll ever see in your life. I mean, with a ball peen hammer, basically. Yeah. And just fucking, like, trying to get this thing to come out, and it wouldn't come out. He was taking an absolute John Henry, like, sledgehammer to this thing, and it would not come out. It's fucking disturbing.
Yeah, but it's what you got to do, right?
Hey, man.
Shit.
When you're in it.
Yeah. Do they go into, like, your marrow? Like, do they go in the center?
Yeah.
Doesn't that ruin your shit? Do you need marrow? Do you need marrow?
So it's like a... you see these two fingers as I'm shoving them in my fist like that?
Yeah,
so
that's your butthole.
See how there's extra room in there? So yeah, some of that shit's going to come out.
Oof.
You know, I have cadaver skin in my body too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had two blood transfusions. I got some dead person skin in there.
Did you ever see, did you ever watch The Wire? Not The Wire. Oz. You ever watch Oz?
So I have come back to Oz a little bit for clips, but that's it.
There was one episode where a white supremacist had to get his teeth fixed, and he got a black person's cadavers in his gums.
Oh, yeah.
And
he carved him out with a razor blade. Right?
Yeah, it was fucking nasty.
So I saw that clip. When that thing came out when I was in like high school, and so the old man would watch it on like Sunday nights, and we'd stroll by, and we'd always be somebody getting butt fucked.
Yeah, that's why your dad was watching it.
Yeah, we're like, dude, what are you doing? You're constantly watching people get ass effed.
Yeah, why do you have that pillow and blanket on your lap?
And every time I walk by, what do you like turn and go, what? What?
Yeah, what's a bottle of Jergens and the tissue jar next to you?
I think it was a bottle of ragu. We couldn't afford the Jergens.
Yeah.
So you just went right for the pasta sauce.
Really?
Yeah, ragu. Yeah.
That is not pasta sauce either. That's watered down ketchup.
That's not even gross. Heinz ketchup.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's Hill Country Fair.
Wait, what was the generic stuff? The Stop and Shop version. Was it Stoppos? They just had their own?
Stoppos?
You didn't call Stop and Shop Stoppos?
No. Fuck we went off. To Johnny's.
Yeah, exactly. Johnny's is the fucking worst. Johnny's has those fucking broke-ass Hydrox cookies instead of Oreos.
First of all, Hydrox are the worst cookies. They're
fucking terrible. We'll never
eat a Hydrox.
This is so bad. Yeah. I used to hang out with this kid whose parents shopped at Johnny's because it was cheaper to go there.
Yeah.
And they got all that fucking generic shit. You know what I mean? They wouldn't get Hellman's mayonnaise.
That's the only,
it's the only mayonnaise you can do.
Yeah.
They get Kraft.
If you bring Miracle Whip in front of me, I'm slapping your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Get that sweet jizz shit out of my face.
It is totally whipped.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking whipped cream.
Yeah. It's a miracle I don't whip you in the face.
So those were the products where you paid the extra money for the good stuff. Yeah. The boar's head meats.
Always boar's head. And you know what? Like, as an adult now, my other two things, toilet paper and paper towels. Don't cheap out on that shit. You get the good stuff.
I'm with you now. I didn't realize we bought good stuff necessarily.
Until the quarantine.
Yeah. And then I was like, what is this rock paper?
Yeah. You're wiping your ass with fucking fabric softener sheets.
Yeah.
It's like, it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With fucking dust. Just dust thrown in my butthole. Oh, sawdust.
You get chocolate fingers because the stuff just disintegrates.
Yeah.
You can leave so many dingleberries.
And then you're like, wait a minute, is that clean?
Yeah. And you wash them and then you smell them again. And you're like,
it was the other hand. Shit.
Oh, I always put those in my mouth already. Wah.
Speaking of dust, there's a big old dust storm coming over, allegedly, from Africa.
What do you mean, allegedly?
How does a fucking gigantic dust cloud move across the Atlantic Ocean?
Happens every couple of years.
No, it doesn't. Happens like every 100 years or something.
Because I've lived through at least two of these.
No, you haven't.
All right. You've just
moved here.
Listen. No, yeah. And I've lived through a couple of them.
All right. 2020 is bringing the southeastern U.S. a massive dust cloud. This isn't the type of dust cloud that it puffs up when you reach under your bed or open your copy of The Book of the Secret or when you go down on B. Arthur.
You bring up B. Arthur every other episode.
I fucking love B. Arthur. She's sexy.
I don't know why you don't have Sandstorm queued up in our drops.
Damn it. I don't know why. I know I should.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Thanks for telling me now. It's around 3,500 miles long. Have you seen the picture of it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is why people think there's a flat Earth, because I don't believe that. That's not what that is. It's something.
What do you mean?
Actually, when I was outside today, you could tell it was fucking hazy out there.
Dude, it poured out today.
In the morning. And this was in the afternoon.
You don't think it was hazy because of all the torrential rains that we got?
No, I don't.
Sorry, Heather.
I don't think so. I think it was, I think this was later in the day. This was like towards the afternoon. I went out to go get Din Din.
Is it even here yet?
What'd you get
Din Din, by the way?
We went to, I grabbed some Cover 3.
I love how, you're afraid to go out, you wouldn't do the thing, and you're going out to Cover 3 to get Din Din.
Do you know why I went to Cover 3, you fucking loser? Cover 3 is right across the street from Guitar Center. So I suggested we go to Cover 3 because I really wanted to get you a gift.
You were like, you're shredding the guitar in Guitar Center?
No, you know what? Guitar Center is probably the most protected and safe place you can be. There's like four people at a time let in that store.
Yeah.
I had to wait for like 15 minutes because each associate has to come over, get you, and then ask you, what are you looking for? So there's no hanging out there playing the musical instruments.
Yeah, they won't let you slap the skins or...
No, tickle the ivories? Uh-uh. Not gonna happen. So anyway, this this thing is like the sign of the apocalypse. So we got a pandemic going on. Now we got a gigantic Saharan dust cloud.
Yeah. We also have race wars.
Race wars and monkeys. Monkeys going fucking crazy in Thailand. Did you see that video that I sent you?
Yes.
Now, that was a different video than the one I sent you.
Yeah, they're sex starved. They're all going hungry because no one's out there feeding them and shit.
I'm going hungry.
Yeah. Temple of the Dog.
Fucking A. You're right.
Temple of the Dog that bit you.
Mm. Yeah, the monkeys are going crazy. Saharan dust clouds, pandemic, race wars.
It literally says, Saharan dust plumes emerge from Africa frequently. According to NOAA's Hurricane Research Division, these happen rather frequently, late spring through early autumn. In fact, they say it happens every 3 to 5 days.
Yeah, but they don't reach across the United States.
Yeah, they do.
And by the way, the NOAA research team?
Yeah.
Fucking parties.
They do.
Parties.
Yeah. They want some Saharan dust up. Yeah. They get their straws out and they're ready.
They turn on some Andrew WK. When we let that party, we go party hard.
That's, if you could go back in time and live his life, would you, Andrew WK? Just to have that one song.
For like 13 months, burn it crazy?
Yeah.
And you only bought one outfit?
Yeah. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Fucking sweet long hair, too.
So wait, do I have the, am I dumb?
Or yeah. Ignorant? Yes, no. You are. Oh.
Okay. Am I ignorant to the fact that it's all going to end in mere months, like forever? Or do I not know that? Because I'd be saving every penny if I knew that.
No, you don't know
even
that.
Even more pennies.
First of all, if you're saving pennies, you're not partying hard, okay?
That's true.
Yeah.
Good point.
Because when it's time to party, but I guess, hey, after the show, it's not time to party anymore.
Party's over.
Yeah. Until party's the next over. Party.
What if it turned out he was like super Christian and his thing of party was like...
the Eucharist.
Yeah. Fanta and some Papa John's pizza.
Yeah. He's like in a nice...
drum circle.
A nice brunch the next day.
Exactly.
After a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
You wake up well rested and have a nice brunch.
And if I'm really feeling crazy, I'll put on Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going non-decaf coffee today.
Oh.
Hey.
You nasty. Hey. You nasty.
Yeah. It's a treat.
Andrew WK.
Yeah. Two sugars.
We put him on. He was on the playlist for the Pats games. Remember?
Oh, what are you talking about? We never did any Pats game stuff.
That's true. Not that anybody else remembers.
that was so funny.
Paid for a couple of these microphones, tell you what.
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
So.
And then guess what happened? The season got canceled.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You fire us, we'll fucking cancel your season.
That's right.
I wonder if that place is still in business.
It is.
Is it really?
Not the one downtown, but the one at Mueller is.
Downtown one shut down from COVID or from... Gonna put all their money in.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about monkeys.
What if they invite us back?
I'm saying no.
Okay. What if they said, we'll give you guys a G spot, $1,000.
Like a game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There's your moral test.
I never said...
Remember last week when we did moral test for me?
Yeah.
You said, no, I wouldn't go back. And I just offered you $500, by the way, because I take the other $500.
Listen. I never said that I couldn't be bought.
Okay.
I never said I had morals. I don't.
It's probably less than $500. I got to take out expenses.
Yeah.
I'm like your agent.
Yeah?
Appearance fees and all kinds of stuff. You don't want to know about it. I'll let you know. You just ask me for money. I'll pay in cash.
Yeah. Hey, I don't really have gas money to get home.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Consider me the ATM. Yeah. Not that one. Yeah. The other one.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm no cashier.
The ATM machine.
That was your nickname in high school. You were so popular on the football team.
It would be ass to ass to ass to ass to mouth. That's a lot of A's in there.
Yeah.
AAA battery. You wanted to talk about monkeys. I'm sorry. You got a monkey thing for me?
No, but you just brought it up and then you stopped talking about it.
And then
it.
I dropped it for the monkeys?
Yeah. There literally is 150 monkeys, maybe more.
No, it's got to be way more than that.
I don't know, because they're big, you know? So.
And then these people, there are people who are on mopeds driving right through the middle of that crowd. I would feel, what if you had like a...
Hey, do you know what kind of monkeys these are?
I don't know.
Macaques.
Macaque. So when I went to Costa Rica, monkeys would constantly try to come down and steal your backpack. These motherfuckers are driving through on mopeds, like super slow.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm surprised they don't take them over and just start humping their faces.
Oh, that'd be so hot.
Ripping the dude's face off and humping his eye sockets.
Oh, you're going to get amputee and monkey porn in the same video.
Monkey porn.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Would I like a furry if it was a monkey?
What?
I'm trying to think. What kind of furry thing would you get into?
Oh, panda.
Anime panda? Does that have to be, would you do anime? I think I'd have to do anime because it's more like big eyes and more lifelike.
Oh, so not like a realistic panda?
I take that back. Maybe that looks too much like a like a child.
You'd be a good sloth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm not in the butthole. Oh. That's my ear.
This movie Zootopia that the kids watch.
Yeah.
And they go to the DMV and it's all sloths in the DMV. But they tell it a joke. And it does his face. And I laugh every time I see it. It's fucking hilarious.
I've seen Zootopia.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. We're
dads. You know what? I like the cop's butt.
Cool.
That little cop bunny?
The little bunny cop?
Yeah. I told you before we started, I'm all over Jim Glutes right now on Instagram.
Yep.
It's good. There was a TikTok. A girl working out on TikTok, and I was like, holy cow, this girl's phenomenal. She's from like Australia. She's maybe like one quarter Polynesian or something.
Yeah.
So she's looks slightly, oh, she's so, so hot.
Yeah.
And then she was like, check me out on Gym Glutes or something. So Gym Glutes is all like just thick thighs and big butts doing squats and butt routines and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's heaven. Really? I'm in heaven.
Are they actually doing the squats?
Yes.
That does nothing for me.
They're working out. And you can tell, not only is it like, you can tell there's muscle, but it's underneath this just peach, you know? It's big old. It's not all muscle, like skinny, like all muscle. Those girls aren't allowed. Yes, you run into some big chicks because they got to throw them in there and be like, hey, working on my figure, day 37, I'm going to make it. And she's like 500 pounds. You're like, all right, yeah.
Hey, she's trying.
She is.
She's doing more than I am.
She's trying. She is doing more than you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree.
Yeah. Like breathing correctly. Yeah.
I just weighed myself in your bathroom. Still up 6 pounds. I thought I might have lost some weight.
Well, I'm happy for you. Yeah. You wanted to gain some weight, didn't you?
I did. I need to.
Yeah.
I think I look fucking terrible.
No, I don't think so. That's what you were picking up my kids. Your arms were looking buff, man.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah. I was like, damn, look at that.
Look at this guy.
Yeah. Well,
I've been doing some exercises out in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple deep knee bends.
And
touch my toes a little bit.
Want to check out the thighs? Sure.
Yeah.
I think I broke my toe yesterday, by the way. I was walking out of the garage and caught the big toe on the landing.
Getting old sucks.
Huh? I don't know how that happens. I hit it and I was like, I'm ready to just cut this thing off. Like, just be over with it. Got all black and blue. I could barely sleep last night. Did you see that?
That's Liz Hurley's
husband.
Like,
oh, ex-husband. Ex-husband or I don't know. Her son that looks like a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's his dad.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Older guy. Swanda. Steve Bing.
Yeah.
By the way, Steve Bing, that, creator of Bing. big ups.
They used to call him Bingo.
Jeeves.
That's what he said when he hit the ground. They're like, Bingo. No, it's horrible. Poor guy.
We don't know. So, I mean, it's horrible, but I don't really know who he is. But anyway, RIP, Steve Bing. There's an opening for Liz Hurley for ex-husband. I'm thinking it might be me. So send me those pictures so I can superimpose her face on there is what I'm saying.
I'll do it, man. Speaking of dead...
careers?
No. We could talk dead careers if you'd like.
Now, so, well, let's go dead folks, and then we can go dead careers.
How about dead girlfriends?
Dead girlfriends. That's a good question, Big D. I got one for you. I don't think you can top this one. Goalie who had ex murdered, fed to dogs, signs new soccer deal. So there's a Brazilian goalie.
You can do anything in Brazil if you're famous.
Listen to this. Listen to the details on this story, though. The goalie in Brazil... killed the woman. So his mistress got pregnant, had a kid, said it's yours. He said no way.
Yeah.
Had her killed and then fed her to his own dogs.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, wow, this guy, life in prison. Yes, sort of. If he only lives 22 years and prison is his own house, then yes, he's got life in prison. Not only that, he can leave to go play soccer if he wants.
Yeah. He has the Pablo Escobar deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just going to build my own prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one more on that. It's not like he's in, he's basically the equivalent of like a AA baseball team in like North Carolina. Like he's not on the top tier team. He's in a double A team.
Yeah.
Second tier club, Boa Esporte. The Boa Constrictors. So now, yeah, he's agreed to a 2-year deal. He was released from prison for ordering the torture and murder of his girlfriend, who also was the mother of his child.
What do you think of the girlfriend, by the way?
She's hot. I mean, she's not now, but she was. Actually, I might still sleep with the bones and the shit out of his dog.
I mean, she was pretty much bones before she died.
She wasn't that. She was...
It was legs.
She was a little skinny.
But she had some soccer balls on her chest.
She did. That was the attractive part. You know what the best part about this is? These stories are always on like the New York Post, so all you gotta do is scroll a little bit and you just, you know, see fucking whatever. Like this one. Do you remember the girl from JAG?
Yes.
Yeah. She's always on these ones like the ones
You'll never believe what she looks like now.
Yeah, exactly. You'll never believe who she dated after this person.
You know she was in a softcore porn?
No.
Yes, she was.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, what is her name?
Do you know? Catherine Bell. Catherine Bell
softcore. I think she was on like Sin City Diaries or something.
Oh, man. Skinamax. Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch Catherine Bell from JAG. Okay.
All right, if you insist.
It's on Pornhub. Oh, she looks... Yeah, hang on. Oh, is this not letting me click on this? Maybe I have safe search on.
Why? Oh, do you kids ever get on this thing?
Can't reach this page. No. Hell no, because I watch fucking Pornhub on here. All right, I don't know.
That's why all the keys are sticky.
It won't come up. Yeah, that's why the screen is all... it's got fingerprints all over it. Catherine, I used to love her.
Yeah. She got some
she's
tiggles. She's
sexy.
Yeah. She kind of looks like, who's the chick from Deadpool? Marina Bracca. Mm. Yeah. She looks like her.
She's.
But with bigger boobs.
She might be a dream girl. She got a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Sexy. She got mole.
She got mole.
She's got everything. She got it all.
Oh, man.
She got it all.
She's got the trifecta.
Yeah.
She's funny, pretty, and has a mole.
She's knocking it out of the park.
Yeah.
You know who else is? Also, quick-thinking Florida woman offers a cop oral sex after kicking him in the balls.
Yeah, she wanted to kiss his boo-boo and make it all better.
That's right. This article says, pro tip, after you've kicked someone in the balls, they might not want a mouth there. You'll never know unless you ask, but assume the answer is no, especially if that person is a police officer.
I remember there was a American Idol contestant who got caught and she started like doing all the racial slurs and stuff in the back. But then she started crying, like, please, I'll suck your dicks if you don't take me to jail.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This is different from the American Idol girl who won who was like trafficking coke.
Yeah.
Remember her?
Different one.
All right. American. Man, we're going on a rabbit hole. I love this.
Me too.
American Idol.
Hop to it.
Racist arrest. How about that?
Might work.
Can't reach this page. Bing.
What is your deal?
Am I not connected? Oh, I'm not even connected to the internet. Is your internet down?
No.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think it is.
Excuse me? I'll be the judge of that. Yeah. No internet secured. Oh, man. Maybe I got a problem here. I'll turn that off. We'll find that another time. I'll see if I can get it up and running. But in the meantime, why don't we do a segment that I like to call This Week in Sexual Assault? Because, boy, is there a lot of it.
Yes, it is just an avalanche of sexual misconduct.
It's...
Why don't we first start with a kind of an update, because we did talk about Chris D'Elia last week.
We did.
Yes, and his lips were sewn shut. Last week when we talked.
Just like he likes his young girls, his lips were sewn shut after the encounter. So Chris D'Elia is being accused with a hell of a lot of evidence that he was maybe trying to get with underage chicks. And there
no evidence that he had, though, right?
There's no pictures of him entering a young woman.
But I don't think any of the people said that he actually had sex with them, right?
No, I think there's other ones that actually did come out and say it. I did read something from somewhere, but there were Snapchat exchanges and stuff.
I saw that video. Yeah.
Oh my God. So great. From the fighter and the kid, someone put up a video that had the background of the Larry David Show.
Yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Curb Your
Enthusiasm. That song.
Boom, when boom, boom.
When Chris D'Elia is having a conversation with them, and he's like, well, how did they even get this guy? I thought the videos just go away. And then one of the producers from off screen goes, yeah, but you can record the screen and take snapshots. And his face, yeah, like, you can tell it, he just goes right into his own head, like, yeah, huh,
oh, I fucked up.
Shit.
Oh, no.
So anyway, as described by Page Six in one particular exchange with a woman named Clara from 2012, he reportedly asked her age. She jokingly said 12 before he pushed her, and she replied 24. And then he never really confirmed that she was 24 and still got photos from him. And then there was another one where he asked a chick to make out, and she said, I'm 16. But basically what he did was he took these exchanges and took these emails from like three of the, you know, dozens, yeah, of exchanges, and were like, look, they didn't say that I said this, like, oh, I'm out of here, see ya. Like, here's a text that I produced from this particular incident, so I'm clearly innocent. It's, yeah, like, nah, dude, you're just burying yourself with additional information. Like, it doesn't make him look any better.
Yeah.
Exchanged between him and Simone Rossi, who was the first woman to speak out, she alleged that D'Elia and her communicated in 2015 when she was 16. He asked her to make out and send photos, and they never met up. D'Elia's team shared an email from 2019, which she sent to D'Elia, I'm 21 now and down to fuck. D'Elia reportedly never replied to her email because she was too old. Oh, I put that
in. I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. It kind of seems like, okay, he may have said that. I don't know if people are just trying to get people fucked over nowadays. That's what I'm talking about.
Dude, every one of his close friends, have bailed on this cat.
Because they're Hollywood friends. They're not real fucking friends.
No. Man. Like, he was pals with all of his comedian friends.
How do you know they've bailed? Just because they're not saying anything?
Well, wasn't Brendan Schaub tight with him? He's crying.
Yeah.
Whitney Cummings, who's on a show with him, totally bailed on him. So I don't think she's going to bail if, you know what I mean? She seems like a stand-up person. If she thought he was innocent, I don't think she would.
I don't know, man. It just seems
I don't know either. But
because, listen, you've been on TikTok for how long now? 3 weeks or so?
Yeah. There's a couple of times where I'm like,
you're like, I am sending this girl a message, and then you look and you're like, oh, this is her prom last week. And you're like, fuck, what am I doing?
Yeah, but in my defense, those videos could be totally out of order. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it sucks, man.
Right.
Hey, if he's doing it, he's a predator, then fuck him, you know?
But all right. You see a video and there's a attractive younger woman twerking, right? Mm-hmm. And the next video, when you swipe down, just so happens to be her like jumping for joy because she got a learner's permit.
Yeah.
I don't know that those are not out of order. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Which one came first?
That's right.
You hope the learner's permit, and you hope it was 10 years ago?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's Throwback Thursday. How do I know that that's not a thing on
TikTok? You don't.
That's right. So you got to be careful.
You fucking better be careful, yeah.
Listen, all I'm saying is take some of that sweet, sweet money we got for that Pats gig and just bail me out someday.
Yeah, of course, man.
I'm not hopping in anybody's DMs.
Hey, let me ask you this.
I'm swiping. I like moms.
Something happens to you. Yeah. Who are you calling me?
Yes.
Am I your call?
Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
All right.
Wait, what's the thing?
But then again.
What's the thing?
At anything. DUI, anything? DUI, you probably call your wife, right?
No.
No.
I'm trying to think of a thing I would call her for.
You getting caught with a prostitute?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Just because it would be funny.
Yeah. Hey, you're never going to believe this.
Yeah. I got caught.
Yeah. Fucking bubbles.
Oh, shit.
I got caught blowing bubbles.
Mm. Yeah, I think you're going to have to be
the go-to. You never met a guy named Bubbles before, I bet.
Not that handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm calling you. All right. No, rightfully so. She'd be like, all right, you're going to fucking hang out there for a while.
Yeah. I'd come get you.
I know you would, buddy.
Yeah.
That's why I love you.
I love you too, man.
All right. Well, speaking of unrequited love, adult film star Ron Jeremy pleads not guilty to 3 rapes. And if you want to see Ron Jeremy or Hannibal Lecter.
I just saw him.
Yeah. Did you see this picture?
Yeah, he's his face is sagging off his skin.
Well, yeah, but he's also wearing a mask. What I think is nice is the mask is actually brown and orange and matches his prison jumpsuit.
Yeah.
I thought that was an interesting. Tone. Yeah. An interesting take. Boy, he looks good, though.
He never looked good. That's the thing.
He looks like somebody. He looks like an uncle of ours. Not a specific one, but just in general. Just if like this guy could, rolled into a party, you'd be like, oh, that's an.
Oh, yeah, that's one of our uncles from East Boston.
It's a family member.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Jeremy, 67, whose real name is Ronald Jeremy Hyatt. Oh, he's from the. He's a hotel magnate.
I know what hotel I'm staying at.
Yeah. No wonder why they don't have blue lights in there. Entered the plea at his arraignment in a downtown LA courtroom to 3 counts each of forcible rape and forcible penetration by a foreign object. Oof. And forcible oral copulation and sexual battery. So oral copulation is that he forced himself on her?
I would think.
I would, dude, why, in what scenario, I would never. I would hope I would never anyway, but why would you put your penis into an unwilling mouth?
That's why I think he may have,
he may have copped the copulation.
Yeah.
He's being held on $6.6 million. Why don't they just call it $6? Because I don't think he has any money.
You don't?
Hell no.
He's got that Boondock Saints money.
That cash roll it in.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the documentary of that movie?
No.
The making of that movie, how that movie only got about probably 3/4 of the way through, because the guy who was directing it thought all of a sudden got like a huge head, thought he was going to be the next Tarantino.
Well, isn't that for the second movie?
No.
Oh, really?
That was the first one.
Oh,
yeah.
First movie's awesome.
I don't know if it's awesome, but I'm gonna have to remember sit down
the beginning.
And watch it again.
In the beginning, they're working at a factory. And there's this big, like they're trying to teach this big burly lesbian lady some things. She goes, all right, so the rule of thumb is, she goes, rule of thumb, do you know what the fuck that means? And then she's like, does this big speech about how back in the day a man was able to hit their woman with a stick if it was no bigger than his thumb.
Yeah,
so that's where he goes, should have been called a rule of wrist. And then she punches him in the face, and then the brother punches her in the face. Fucking awesome movie, man.
Rule of wrist. It's funny because it's totally misogynistic and assaulting women. That's awesome.
It's funny. That's what it is.
It is
it's
funny.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, here's the thing. Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
I would have thunk it. He's just a slimy looking guy.
Yeah.
You know, pretty sure that he did it.
I'm not even paying attention anymore. Look at this one. So I just clicked on our next story. Check out the ad. Where is it now?
Yeah, that's because right of there. The shit that you've been looking up.
Holy cow.
They heard you talk about dumpers.
Speaking of dumpers, are you familiar with the show Riverdale, Deno?
Yeah, it's like a Archie and that's what it's about.
No.
Yeah.
Archie?
Archie, yeah. The Archie comics?
The Archie gang?
Yeah.
Riverdale's about Archie?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like one of those like...
It is a teeny bopper show.
Teeny bopper like,
but
you
it's Archie.
Is it really?
Yeah. Right. I might be making that up.
Well, I don't know who Camila Mendes is, but she went out for coffee looking halfway decent. But there are 4 Riverdale folks who've been accused of sexual misconduct, including 2 of the girls. What was going on this set? And why wasn't I invited as an extra?
Yeah, so Camila Mendes is Veronica Large. The guy, KJ Apa, is Archie. Cole Sprouse is Jughead.
It's fuck off.
Fuck off nothing.
Jughead Jones?
Yeah.
That's his name, Jughead Jones?
It is.
Lily Reinhart.
Bazooka Joe.
fuck? Kevin Keller, Cheryl Blossom. Oh, these are Skeet Ulrich as himself. Oh!
What just happened?
I love this girl. Madchen Amick. She was in that movie where the dude turns into a werewolf. Check out her. Oh my god, her and the Noxzema girl. Oh man, growing Twin up, Peaks? I love those. No, it was a movie about a guy, cats. Him and his
cat
mother.
People?
No,
no.
Go back. It's got to be in like the '80s.
I'm there. I'm getting there, man.
88, 89. Stephen King movie, Sleepwalkers. Sleepwalkers. I think it's Sleepwalkers, where the kid turns into a cat. Boy, she's attractive. Damn it, I bet she was like a wife to Skeet Ulrich.
You think?
I bet I could be.
A wife to her, too?
I could be Skeet Ulrich.
Still haven't seen it.
Skeet Ulrich looks like, reminded me of Johnny Depp.
Was Skeet Ulrich in Sleepwalkers? Yep, she was Tanya.
Oh. So attractive. She was a, yeah, she was the.
Is that the one where like the cat would, no, that's the cat's eye. What was it when the cat would get on top of you and start and suck your soul out? And then there's this little fucking troll guy who would come out and.
Yeah, cat's eye.
Yeah, right.
That's a Stephen King movie too.
Yeah, I remember Sleepwalkers. I used to like that movie.
So good.
Yeah. Was Skeet Ulrich in Scream?
Yes, he was in Scream. So I had a theory about Skeet Ulrich. And about the dude from Can't Hardly Wait. So the dude from Can't Hardly Wait, the guy who's like, somebody in there call me a fag, right?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
He looked like...
Fag!
He looked like Tom Cruise. Okay. He looks like Tom Cruise. Facially looks like Tom Cruise. And Skeet Ulrich looks like Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
That's how I think they got hired, those guys.
Ah, yeah. Okay. I could see Johnny Depp and Skeet Ulrich right there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I could see him in there, too.
I don't think...
It's called Butt Pirates of the Caribbean.
This dude actually, like, I thought he would be huge, you know? Like, he was going to be a movie, like a leading man.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen.
Who knew it was the kid who played Shaggy?
What?
What's his name? The kid from Scream who ended up playing Shaggy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shaggy 2 Dope. Your boy.
My boy.
What the hell is Matthew Lillard? Matthew Lillard. He was also in, he was in that movie, the first movie that Angelina Jolie was in, where they were hackers.
Hackers?
The movie was called Hackers. Such an idiot.
Yeah, you're dumb.
You know what other movie
he was in that I really like?
What's that?
Salt Lake City Punk, SLC Punk. It's a great movie. Yeah, it's a good movie.
What is it about?
About punk scene.
It's awesome.
Do you know what's a good movie? The Salt and Sea. Have you ever seen that movie?
The Salt and the Sea?
The Salt and Sea.
No.
It's with, what's our dude with the throat cancer who wears a scarf now and used to be fat? Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer.
It's Val Kilmer's in it. It's a fucking awesome movie.
Is it old?
Yeah, it's probably came out in the 90s.
So around the Heat time, so he was still Val Kilmer.
Still Val Kilmer.
What's it about?
It's about, it's basically these guys doing heroin.
Amen.
And... they're doing heroin and stuff like that, and then he becomes like he's a criminal informant.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Do you want me to ruin the movie for you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ruin the movie for you. So he's a criminal informant and stuff like that, and he goes after who's the dude who plays Kingpin now? I don't know why I can't think of names when I know every name of every actor. Dude who plays Kingpin now on the Daredevil.
On the Daredevil?
Series. Vincent D'Onofrio. Vincent D'Onofrio's in it. He doesn't have a nose, and he keeps like, he crushes up glass and his cocaine, he snorts it and shit.
But he has no nose.
He has no nose in the movie, yeah. And
why does he cut up glass
to
just to make it go in?
Yeah.
So the fiberglass wasn't doing the trick. He needed actual double pane glass.
Yeah. So basically he's like a psychopath. He gets a badger and he takes out Val Kilmer's dick and balls and puts it in a badger cage and gets the badger to, like, go after it, and he's like questioning him, like, to ask him if he's an informant and shit like that.
Wait, is the badger biting his balls?
It's going out. It's like, you know, trying to get after it. And he's like, can lift the thing up. And it's like reaching its arm in to try and bite his dick off.
God damn.
You see his fucking juicy hog. You don't really.
Is it real?
No. But anyways, at the very end, it turns out that he set this whole thing up because the two cops who were trying to get this drug dealer had killed him and his wife in a, like, they robbed his house because he was rich.
Yeah.
And they robbed his house and they killed his wife.
Yeah.
And it was like his whole setup to get them back.
So the cops came and they killed the cops.
And then he killed fucking everybody.
But he almost got his nuts bitten off by a badger.
It's worth it. He didn't need his nuts anymore.
He couldn't just go to the police station?
Yep. Luis Guzman's in it. And he's I think it's Luis Guzman. And he's like beating up his girlfriend who he lives next door to. And then
that's so Luis Guzman.
Luis Guzman ends up killing him.
What?
Yep, Luis Guzman, that motherfucker.
Are you serious?
Yep, that fucking mole-ridden fucking...
That lisp-having motherfucker.
Luis Guzman.
Some of those cats, you're like, how the fuck did this guy make it anywhere? Yeah. Luis Guzman, character actor, really character actor.
Yeah.
But he doesn't play anybody except for Luis Guzman, the Hispanic maniac.
Yeah. Who's another one like that? Danny Trejo?
Danny Trejo?
Like...
Yeah.
He should just be... You know, in jail.
He's either playing Danny Trejo, the fucking maniac, yeah, or Danny Trejo, the opposite of Danny Trejo. Yeah. Now I'm, you know, I'm
I make tacos and
I wear ladies' underwear.
Yeah. Did he really?
No, that was just a statement about myself. Oh. I thought we were moving on. Speaking of famous Danny's, Danny Masterson from your favorite show, The Ranch, currently on Netflix. No.
I think of him always as Kelso from... No, he wasn't Kelso. He was Hyde from That 70s Show.
I never watched That 70s Show. I don't like CBS shows. It's, wait, was that CBS or Fox? It was Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, some of those shows are just like joke punchline. Not for me.
I loved Laura Prepon.
Yeah.
The redhead. Back then.
Yeah.
Still.
She's Have on, you seen her?
As a New Black.
Did you watch that show?
I watched like the first two seasons and lost interest.
I watched the first half of the first season.
Yeah.
Not for me.
No?
But plenty of people like it.
Yeah.
And who else is going to like it is Danny Masterson because he's going to be in prison for a while.
Yeah.
So he might want to take a look at it and maybe jot down some notes. He was charged with three counts of rape. Wow, three. Three is a magic number these days. Three rapes is a magic number. Jeremy and Danny Masterson.
Do you know that his whole family are a bunch of actors though?
Danny Masterson? I do know that he is a, what do you call those idiots? Scientologist.
Yes.
He's a Scientologist.
He is a Scientologist.
Rape by force or fear? What does that mean? Like put a gun to your head and rape you?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think it stems from Scientology, though.
Like the rape?
Yeah. Like, I think it's like a... Because Leah Remini is like, finally... This piece of shit's in jail in Scientology, you know, your veil of secrecy is going to be lifted because no one's putting up with your shit anymore.
Well, I'm sure he got like protected. I wonder if the Cruise was in on that.
Well, you know, his brother was in Malcolm in the Middle. Was it Malcolm in the Middle? Yeah, he was the older brother of Malcolm in the Middle.
He wasn't Malcolm?
No, that's another guy.
What is that guy's name?
Freddie Muniz.
Yeah.
Frankie Muniz.
Frankie Muniz.
You know, Frankie Muniz doesn't remember.
Huge dingus.
No, he doesn't remember any of his childhood. He has some weird brain disorder where he doesn't remember he ever was an actor or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, swear to God. Yeah.
Frankie Muniz, brain disorder. Hang on.
And then his sister was just in Walking Dead.
What does she look like? Wait, I only watched The Walking Dead for like two seasons.
Do you know when the redhead?
Know her. She had a hat. Yeah. She's kind of a terrible actress. Yeah,
that's right. The one.
Frankie Muniz, brain disorder, brain injury, brain injury.
Yeah, that dude is. He's got mush brains.
He's
got mashed potatoes for brains.
In Cheers, when Sammy went for a trial run as a sportscaster, he decided that on his fledgling first time he went on camera,
yeah,
he decided he was going to mix it up a little bit and decided to do a rap. And part of the rap was, he got a groin injury. Groin injury.
Is this,
I don't know, it's one of those things.
Woody Harrelson?
No, it's Ted Danson.
Oh, okay.
Sam.
Who was Woody Harrelson? Woody?
Woody was Woody.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. They made it kind of easy for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woody Harrelson.
Son of a bitch.
He had a pretty good interview with Marin.
Did you know that the Tiger King said that he was up for the role of Woody?
What?
Yeah.
Woody from Toy Story?
No. Woody, he said it was between him and...
No shit.
Yeah.
Over the past 5 years, Frankie Muniz has suffered from many strokes or transient ischemic attacks, which cut off blood supply to the brain. He believes these, along with an estimated 9 concussions, have contributed to severe memory loss. What? How do you get 9 concussions?
When you're Cody Banks.
No shit.
Yeah.
Did Muniz get a concussion? 2 or more occurred during Pee Wee football in the 7th grade. He's not sure when the rest happened. He does recall getting a few while racing cars in his early 20s after starring in Malcolm in the Middle. This guy thought he was Robert Redford. Not Robert Redford. Paul Newman.
Yeah.
Bang. I have ischemic attacks.
You do.
Sometimes I have attacks.
So, yeah. We got off the tracks here with...
Where are we going?
Danny Masterson.
Scientology's weird.
Oh, my. The weirdest.
But I will say that... who's that blonde who's a Scientologist? What was her name? Was she in Third Rock from the Sun?
That lady?
No, she's...
That big lady?
Oh, shoot. No, that's not what I'm thinking of. Famous... Blonde Scientologist.
John Travolta.
No, I'd probably sleep with
that's
him.
That's a famous
too.
Gay bald.
Jenna Elfman. There you
oh,
go.
Oh, yeah.
Laura Prepon. Preppin.
Yeah.
Preppin?
Yeah.
She's a Scientologist. So is Elizabeth Moss. Did you know that?
Nope.
You look like an idiot right now, then.
I loved Jenna Elfman back in the day, too.
Oh, my
Dharma
God.
And Greg.
Yeah. Yes, that's what it was. Dharma and Greg. She was real dope.
Yeah. she was a ditzy broad.
Wait a second. I'm looking through some of these people. Oh, Kelly Preston. Yeah. Kelly Preston was.
Oh, my God. So hot.
I love that. That line in Jerry Maguire. She's like, if you ever want to have sex with another woman, I would totally do it. It was a phase in college. Didn't mean anything. But if that's what you wanted, I would totally do it.
Yeah.
And I'm as confused as Tom Cruise is because Tom Cruise doesn't like women.
He's like, ew.
And I'm just like, what?
Yeah. And then he went for Renee Zellweger.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, Dum Dum.
Do you remember?
Yeah. When he's banging her up on the wall. She's going, don't you ever stop fucking me. I'm like, Renee Zellweger?
Hmm. I know. Do you think,
me at hello.
What's that, Kenny Chesney? Let's talk about Kenny Chesney for a minute.
Okay.
Do you think that,
he's gay?
Yeah. Yeah. You think that's the reason?
Mm-hmm. I do listen to a couple of conspiracy theory podcasts.
Yeah. And this was one of the conspiracy theories?
No, it's something about Nicole Kidman's father is like one of the biggest pedophiles in Australia.
Really?
And yeah, like they're all connected to the Clintons and
really?
Yeah.
Ooh. What does that have to do with Kenny Chesney though?
Isn't that Nicole Kidman's husband?
No, that's Keith Urban.
Oh.
Keith Urban, who, by the way, I mean...
is also gay.
He's tiny. Like, she dwarfs him by, like, a foot.
Really?
Yeah.
You know those, like...
He's a crackhead, too.
Short, skinny guys have huge dongs.
I know. That's why I'm super tall.
That's why I'm super fat.
Wait, Nicole Kidman...
Fat and skinny had a race.
Pedophilia. Yep. I'm on images. Whoops.
Whoops. Let's not do that. I said Nicole Kidman's dad.
Nicole Kidman's. All right. Stanley Kubrick said pedophiles run the world. That's interesting. Nicole Kidman's father dies suddenly while fleeing pedophile child sacrifice cult charges.
Holy Christ.
Dr. Anthony Kidman died Friday after fleeing Australia when accused of the sexual abuse and murder of children in an elite Sydney pedophile ring. Elite.
Yeah,
this was not just a junior league thing.
Yeah, I think he was, you know, him and Epstein were bros.
Oh. A month prior, Fiona Barnett had filed a complaint with the Australian NSW police. Not safe for work. Holy cow. That's really bad. And Child Abuse Royal Commission alleging Kidman's sexual and physical assaults on her throughout her childhood. Dude, yuck, man. How did this not get out very much?
Isn't it crazy?
How many... Oh, my God. Rape, torture, murder of children. Dude, what?
I mean, I get one of those, but not all of those.
It's called the Ninth Circle. Whoa. Mine is called the Third Input. The Ninth Circle was also said to have well-organized and secretive human hunting parties that included pedophilia. Holy cow. That is unbelievable. Barnett spoke out the day of Kidman's death, White Balloon Day, in 2014, an event aimed at raising awareness for Australian children affected by sexual assault. White Balloon Day. That's weird. God damn. Dutch therapist Toos Nyenhuis testified at the ICLCJ court.
It's Australia's high court.
Thank you. That is a child... And like Barnett, she was badly abused and forced to witness child murders that involved global elites, claimed childhood torture at Barnett's. God,
okay,
damn,
let me let me ask you this. Where are you reading this from, though?
This is from supersoldierdoc.com. I'm sorry. What happened there? This is from supersoldiertalk.com.
Okay.
So it's a
pretty legit website.
I mean, they do have a thing that
I
says...
I let you go a little too long, I think.
this is a... they do have something called donations on their site. Yeah. So they are soliciting for donations.
Yes.
Let's see. There's nothing that really has any... How about BBS Radio? BBS Radio's... Isn't it? The BBC.
Big black socks.
I don't think I should click on that one now that we think it. Wait. How about thepedogate.com? I don't know. Pedophilesdownunder.com?
Hmm.
Date hookup? What?
That's definitely something you should not click on.
I'm not clicking on any of these things anymore. I should have looked at the soldier. Oh, my God. I gotta wash my mouth out.
you gotta cleanse your fucking tick some a nail gun to your hard drive.
I gotta throw this thing away. Oh man, you know who else got in trouble? I know we're running over, but it's the Biebs.
He didn't get in trouble. Well,
no, so we got accused, but when you have Scooter Braun behind you, the powerful Scooter Braun, super manager to the stars.
Pretty sure that's why. He is the way he is because Scooter Braun was behind him at one point, if you know what I mean, pushing.
Yeah, but that Scooter Braun cat is young, too.
Man, someone fucked that kid up the butt.
He's got tattoos all over himself.
It's not that. It's like he was in the street, like, crying and shit. And like,
oh, he's a mess.
Yeah, he's a mess. So I got to believe that they chewed him up and spit him out.
See... that whole thing makes me like this Hailey Bieber, Baldwin. I like her more now because I feel like left to my own devices, I would have just meltdowns every day. You know what I mean?
Who's stopping you from having meltdowns every day?
I don't know. Just society keeps me in check.
Okay.
But if I had a woman who was very like super overly, what's that called when you have to be with somebody?
Codependent.
God, thank you. If I had a super hot model chick who was codependent, I would just act like a total maniac.
Yeah,
and she'd love me for it.
Oh yeah,
that's the hook.
Yeah, she'd be like, "Oh, he's so broken.
Yeah,
I want to suck his dick."
Because I thought, yeah, I'm gonna save him.
Yeah, I'm gonna save him by eating out his butthole.
That's right.
I'm gonna do everything.
That's right.
Now, man, I gotta think that kid was just used and abused growing up. But I don't know. He's supposed to be tight with his parents and stuff. I don't know, man.
His mom, he's a talented kid. He's not his dad. His mom. I think his mom was the one who raised him.
Maybe.
Anyway, he was accused of, shocker, boning. I mean, Jesus Christ, he's like, what is he, like 20 still? Probably, I don't even know how old he is, but...
Probably 24,
he's 26.
25. Yeah.
Yeah. The former YouTube phenom is seeking $10 million from each defendant.
Yeah, he's suing him back. He's like, fuck you guys. I didn't do shit.
Oh, I didn't know he started on YouTube.
Yeah, he was like playing drums and shit. He was like a phenom on there.
Oh,
and that's how he got famous.
Oh, that's why he's a phenom. Hmm. Oh, he's in Austin. Did you know that?
No.
Danielle, whose Twitter account has since been removed, tweeted this month that Bieber sexually assaulted her at the Four Seasons in Austin. Have you been there?
I didn't even know we had one.
I hear it's nice. At a surprise South by Southwest musical festival.
Hmm.
She was 21 and he was 20. Huh. That's weird. I don't know. I
don't either.
You know what the worst thing is when you think about it? The first thing that comes to your head is like, I mean, he doesn't need to do that.
And he doesn't.
I know, but that's the wrong thing to think.
You want to believe. You want to believe the victim, right? But
I feel like it's as a man.
Yep.
Right. When you think about those situations, you're just like, geez, that's a tough one. But as a human being, you're just like, that's got to be awful. You know what I mean? Let's circle back to the Oz discussion. I would hate to get butt-effed in prison. Boy, that would be a bummer. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's rape.
Yeah.
You don't realize that. You don't. That's rape.
No, I realize that.
Oh, okay.
For you, it wouldn't be. It would be consensual.
It'd be country club?
It'd be welcome.
Yeah. I'd be dusting off the welcome mat.
They'd be like, stop crying. It didn't hurt. You'd be like, I'm not crying. I'm crying because I think I love you.
Oh man! Speaking of which, Aaron Hernandez is boy toy from I was gonna say college, but yeah. I guess for him it's college.
Yeah.
From prison, came out. His boyfriend
came out as
like
gay.
Me and Aaron used to hang. We used to hang. We used to sell drugs. We used to do drugs. We used to do things.
Do like, you think?
We were tight.
Have you
seen that documentary? You've seen it. It's good.
No, I listened to the podcast one that was on.
That was a good one too.
Yeah. But they didn't go into too much detail about him being gay. They just dabbled.
The podcast one was better than the...
Yeah.
Because it touched upon the same thing. And the podcast had more interviews with his brother.
Yeah.
And the humanity was there. That's what I liked.
Yeah.
Brother seems like a cool kid.
I don't know where that guy went wrong. He must have been... It's just struggling with his sexuality. Is that why? Or his dad was a psychopath, right?
Yeah, yeah. His dad used to beat the bag out of him.
Yeah, but his brother's older, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not everybody who comes from the same sperm bank is gay.
No, I'm not. No, I'm
so
saying.
So his brother wasn't gay.
No, I'm saying how come his brother didn't turn out to be a psychopath like that?
Well, you layer on top of that, you know, your old man is hyper masculine and you're a straight guy, it's one thing. But if your old man's hyper-masculine and you're hiding your sexuality because you don't, you know.
Yeah, but his dad died when he was young.
Yeah, but he was already fucked up. No, when did his dad die?
He was young. High school.
No excuse. Yeah, high school. Exactly. You've already been imprinted a whole bunch of shit on you in high school by that time.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah.
I had a lot of handprints on me in high school.
And on that note,
this is dumb.
This is so dumb.
So dumb.
That's going to bring me back right there. St. Francis 88.
Zappa.
No, what are you doing?
All right, we'll just go with this one. I don't like this one. Yeah, I don't like this.
Well,
like,
we can work what we got.
I don't like the stuff. You got me?
You get the right stuff? You see, it says 1988. Cal Genry Music, Virgin Music, Inc.
Ain't no virgins anymore in this house after listening to this song.
Nope. No dry panties in the house either.
Mm. Check your undies.
Yeah, get busy.
Get busy!
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need no mission to make my own decision.
Whoa!
That's my prerogative.
They say I'm crazy. I really don't care. That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Getting girls is how I live.
Some ask me questions, why am I so real? But they don't understand me. I really don't get the deal about a brother trying hard to make it right.
Not long ago, before I win this fight,
sing! Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission.
Oh!
To make my own decision.
Oh!
That's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
It's the way that I want to live.
It's my prerogative.
I can do just what I feel.
It's my prerogative.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my prerogative.
Cause I'm doing what I'm going for you.
Hit!
Get me wrong, I'm really not souped. Ego trips are not my thing. All these strange relationships really get me down. I see nothing wrong with spreading myself around.
Hey! Everybody's talking all the stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need no permission. Make my own decision.
Oh!
That's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative. I can do what I want to do.
It's my prerogative.
I can live my life. I'm doing just...
prerogative.
I'm doing it just for you.
Just tell me
why can't I live my life without all of the things that people say?
Yo, Teddy! Kick it like this.
I can do what I wanna do.
Me and you. Together. All this stuff about me.
Well,
tell me why. I don't need no mission. Make my own decision.
Oh,
that's my prerogative.
My prerogative.
Talking all this stuff about me.
Why
don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need no mission. Make my own decision.
Oh,
that's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative. What is this, a business that I can't have no money in my pocket and people be talking about me? This was a tip, man. I don't know what's going on these days. I got this person over here talking about me. This person over here. Listen, tell me something. It's my prerogative. I can do what I want to do. I just made this money. You didn't, right, Ted?
That's right. Out of here.
We out of here.
It's my prerogative.
Wait, when did Eddie Murphy finish this up?
Did he? Donkey. It's my prerogative, donkey.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.